Climate change activists over the last 4 years have been urging large institutions, governments, faith organizations, and colleges to divest their funds from the fossil fuel companies. We discussed the campaign to divest from the New York State pension plan with Betta Coronel of 350.org.
This is Mark Dunley, and I'm talking with Betta Coronel, who is a divestment campaigner for 350.org. Betta, could you maybe just give us a brief introduction? What is divestment?
Sure. Divestment is a campaign designed to stigmatize the fossil fuel industry by having institutions cut their ties through their investments in fossil fuel industries, usually the top 200 dirtiest fossil fuels.
Now, I understand since you started the campaign, you've been quite successful internationally in getting quite a few institutions and even some individual nation pension funds to divest.
Yeah, since the start of the campaign back in 2012, there's now over 700 institutions around the world and almost $6 trillion in divested assets from fossil fuels. So it's definitely been a successful global campaign, for sure, that's still continuing on through major investments. Today we heard the World Bank deciding to pull their investments in oil and gas. So I think we've definitely reached a pinnacle moment of divestment being part of a culturally significant act.
Now, I know that a couple of years ago, New York City did divest from coal, and there's still efforts to get them to divest from more fossil fuels. But here at the state level, the Tom DiNapoli, the state controller, gets to control divestment. What has the success been so far with the state pension fund?
I think we've had a real struggle with the state fund because it's very large, and Tom DiNapoli is the sole person responsible overseeing the fund, and I think they've been sticking to their arguments on shareholder engagement. And what we've been really saying is that there really is a central business flaw in fossil fuels that makes it impossible to really negotiate their terms of how they run their business. Their core model for making money is extraction of fossil fuels and burning of it. And that doesn't really align with what a global movement trying to address climate change needs. We need to completely end the fossil fuel era and begin to rapidly transition into renewable energy. So there is really little space for an argument like trying to play nice with people like Exxon at the table.
Now, public controllers like Tom DiNapoli at the state level and Scott Stringer at the city level, you know, they've argued that, you know, their job is to get as high rate of return as possible on the investments, and that they should not be allowing, you know, social concerns to factor, you know, into the decisions as to whether or not to invest in a particular stock. The only thing they should look at is profitability. How does groups like 350 respond to that argument?
Well, I think we see increasingly that not only are we seeing that more and more the moral argument for divesting from fossil fuels is evident as we see more climate-related crises happening all over the world, from increased storms and their strengths during hurricane season to the wildfires happening now in California. All of those are a consequence of slow action on climate. And while we've always said that people need to be above profits, but at the same time, we've seen as the divestment movement has increased and there has been development of fossil-free options, that it is increasingly a stronger financial argument for people who are very concerned on the protection of pensioners, both on the city and state level, to consider, A, the risks of climate change in general to their portfolios, but also that they're increasingly becoming riskier places to hold investments in, and that options are being developed for them to move away from it.
Now, have any institutions in New York State at this point actually divested or voted to divest? I know Columbia University was considering it. I know the New School actually did it, and Syracuse University has done it. I believe also the city of Ithaca and the town of Cooperstown. Mm-hmm. But
Riverside Church, who's one of the very historic church in the city. I mean, definitely we see energy all over at different levels of institutions, beyond New York, you know, the country of Ireland. Definitely there's like global movement. I think what we've been asking for is for New York to really play a leading role, because it's both on the city and state level one of the biggest pension systems that we have. Their divestment from fossil fuels would really send a wave of support for other smaller places that have been considering it. And New York being a financial capital in the world would be a very iconic moment in the divestment movement.
Now, I know there's a bill in the state legislature. Senator Krueger, Liz Krueger, lead sponsor in the Senate, Felix Ortiz in the Assembly. Now, maybe about a year and a half ago, Senator Krueger held a legislative forum on this issue, and I understand that, you know, 350 contracted with the consultant firm to look at what would have happened if the state had divested at the time 350 initially requested and just reinvested the money, you know, percentage-wise across the board. And I believe the savings, the state would have had about $5 billion more in the pension fund. I think overall the pension fund is about $160 billion. But still, $5 billion is a significant factor. How has, you know, people like Tom DiNapoli and the state controller responded to that type of evidence that, in fact, not only is divestment not a risky financial issue, but in fact it may be financially prudent at this point?
Their counterarguments have consistently been that they like to look at their investments in long-term view. So if you look at it, still over, if you were to look at through a 30-year trend, they'd still be arguing that they're making money off of their investments. And what we're seeing is that the long-term investments for the future look rather bleak. There is no really bouncing back of the fossil fuel industry at this point, given the state that our world is in terms of climate change and the rapid rate at which we need to transition away from fossil fuels in order to meet the Paris Agreement and stay below 2 degrees of warming, which we know is like a critical indicator for sustainable life on Earth. So it doesn't really make, their counter argument doesn't really make sense, because they're suggesting we're not looking at a long enough timeline, and what we're saying is that no, actually, regardless of the timeline you're looking at, a transition away from fossil fuels is inevitable if we are to sustain life on Earth.
Now, I know you've had a similar campaign in New York City with but New York City is not just the controller, Scott Stringer, making the decision. There's also a number of the unions and other public officials like the mayor and Tish James, a public advocate. And I understand that a public advocate held a hearing recently about the issue of climate change, but with a particular focus on investment. What do you see as some of the next steps, particularly in New York City, around the divestment issue?
Well, what we're saying really is that divestment is actually one of the fastest and first things that any elected officials can get behind, particularly those who are represented on the Board of Trustees, Scott Stringer being one of the central people, but also all the other Board of Trustees that are representing the interests of, you know, service workers, public service workers in New York City, the public advocate, the mayor, et cetera. We know that divestment is in the scheme of transitioning the entire city of New York into renewable energy, cutting ties with the fossil fuel industry seems like a no-brainer and first immediate stuff that they can take and commit to. Our campaign has long said that we don't expect them to do that overnight, but rather we're expecting a commitment as a part of their action on climate, to take bold action on climate in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years.
We have a little less than a minute left at this point. If people want to find out more about the divestment, about 350, how best to do that, and, you know, what are you hoping to see at the state level this year in 2018 around divestment in 40 seconds?
Yeah, they can visit for more information on the Divest New York Coalition and campaigns on the city and state level. They can visit divestnewyork.org.
And we've been talking with Betta Coronel, who's a divestment coordinator with 350.org. And this has been Mark Dunley for WOOC.
That was WOOC correspondent Mark Dunley speaking with Betta Coronel of 350.org about the successful global campaign of divestment in fossil fuels.